Thank you. I'll put my railway hat on, so apologies. You may get that a bit more often. I think the issue is more to do with the concept of where the bogies are as opposed to where the rail cars are. Now, from what I know, but Anna, please correct me if I'm wrong, there is no counting of the bogies themselves. So even, for example, the which is very common in the French TGV train sets, where the bogies are between the carriages, what the counting that is done in terms of the statistics is not the bogie itself, but the bodies. Some of them have are driving, and so they have tractive power underneath them. Some of them have it only at the locomotives at the end in terms of the train sets. But there is no, I'll use the wrong word, conflict in terms of the data, because what is being counted is the unit is the body part of the unit. Whether it has one bogie that connects the two bodies or it has two bogies at the end of each carriage doesn't make a difference. What is very important, though, what Alain has said in terms of this discrepancy between our data and UIC data is the concept of the driving cars. And where there is distributed power, and I think we probably need to discuss this further later on, is how we consider the intermediate cars, the trailers, but actually that have engines underneath them, which is very common in multiple units, and whether we consider them as rail cars in the new system, and maybe our UIC colleague can help us on or not on that, or we consider them as something underneath, because although they have tractive power, they are not directly driving the wheels sometimes. So again, I think this requires a bit more work, and that's why I think there's this consultation process that we'll need to go on really to help in evolving this and also further defining for the purposes of the glossary going forward. If I can abuse, Mr. Chair, my microphone being open to add one other thing, and I noticed, Alain, you didn't highlight it in the presentation, the whole concept of interoperable, non-interoperable railways, which I know that since this document was prepared, as both the Chair and Fadia have both said, there's been some evolutions in these discussions. This whole concept of interoperable is something that also I think needs much further discussion because interoperable is also always a moving target within the European Union. And let's not forget that more than half of the ECE member states here are not required to adhere to those interoperability requirements. Sorry, I counted in the more than half also the EU countries that don't have railways. But yes, there are many which are not required to meet those interoperability requirements. Not saying that there shouldn't be something in there on the common questionnaire, but when it comes to the explanation, it needs to be clear that it is only for EU countries and EU member states to complete. But I'm sure you're well aware of that and those activities. Thank you.